Cup trophy awarded. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Argentina has won soccer's biggest tournament, beating defending champions France. The game decided 4-2 in penalty kicks. The win came in a penalty shootout after the final match ended in a 3-3 draw. Lionel Messi was able to cap his career as a World Cup champion and give Argentina its third championship title. COVID cases are surging, and the White House's COVID response coordinator says it's important to get vaccinated.
Dr. Ashish Jha is urging people of all eligible ages to get the latest COVID booster if they have not. On ABC's This Week, Dr. Jha says there are reasons COVID infections have surged since Thanksgiving.
In colder, drier air, the virus spreads more efficiently. People are gathering, as they should, because it's really important to gather with family and friends. And so that combination is what is driving the increase.
Concerns about COVID and two other illnesses, the flu and RSV, have led to hospitals being at or beyond capacity in many cities.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The pandemic-related Title 42 policy, which allowed for the quick expulsion of migrants, is slated to end Wednesday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says many migrants may be entering the U.S. with COVID-19.
These people are not tested when they come across the border. And so who knows how many people have COVID? Who knows what other type of disease they may have? The answer is nobody knows, because nobody is testing them.
Abbott on ABC's This Week. The White House says it has a plan in place to deal with the expected surge of migrants when Title 42 ends. The January 6th committee is set to make its final public presentation Monday and is expected to release the criminal referrals it filed with the Justice Department against former President Trump and his allies. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
As people turn to online shopping for the holidays to look for gifts, those online searches come with possible security risks. Fox's Kevin Uretsky reports.
Security expert Elisa Eric says consumers have to be extremely careful of expertly designed phishing emails, made to look like they come from your favorite stores or online shops. She says while you open these emails looking for bargains,
criminals are looking for the same opportunities.
Except they're shopping for your personal and financial information. Eric says that one wrong click can cause a host of serious problems, especially from third-party vendors on social media sites. One of Eric's key tips, flipping the script.
I'll go to Google Maps, look up the address, see if it gives me a street view. If it's someone's, you know, small house and these are items that shouldn't be sold from someone's small house as a business, I'm not buying from that vendor.
And she says, always remember,
if it's too good to be true, it's probably false.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The British government says it will use about 1,200 military troops to substitute for striking ambulance and border staff. Multiple public sector workers are planning to strike for cost of living pay increases to keep pace with inflation. An American tourist was caught with animal bones after flying back from Africa. Fox's Mary Corsetti has the story.
A Virginia woman was detained at the Washington Dulles International Airport after giraffe and zebra bones were found in her luggage. The woman initially declared that she was just bringing back a small acacia tree twig. But it seems she had more mementos from her trip than that. After officials performed an x-ray search of her bag, she told U.S. Customs and Border Protection that she found the bones during her trip to Kenya. They were seized after inspectors said it was a violation of international law governing the transport of endangered species, while also posing the risk of exposing the U.S. to serious diseases. The woman was not charged with a crime and was released. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.